Welcome to Today on Broadway for Friday, May 6, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway star's James Marino.
Guys, not only is it awards season, but we here at Broadway Radio are getting dangerously close to making a handful of big announcements. So make sure to subscribe to Broadway Radio wherever you get podcasts and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. All right, James, let's get to the news.
All right, the New York Drama Critics Circle Awards were announced. Please tell us about that.
They were. Last night, the New York Drama Critics Circle announced their 2016 awards, and Stephen Karam's dark comedy The Humans took home Best Play, while George C. Wolfe's Shuffle Along and the Making of the Musical Sensation of 1921 and All That Followed won this year's Best Musical Prize. The New York Drama Critics also awarded a handful of special citations as well to the Public Theater's Artistic Director Oscar Eustace, to legendary actress Lois Smith, who starred in two off-Broadway plays this year, to omnipresent Belgian director Ivo van Hove and his partner and designer Jan Verseveld. The New York Drama Critics Circle comprises 22 drama critics from daily newspapers, magazines, wire services, and websites based in the New York metropolitan area, and has been giving out awards since 1936. So congratulations to all of this year's winners.
You know how hard it was for me to refrain from doing the Swedish chef?
Swedish and Belgian are a little different.
Jan Verseveld? Is Jan Verseveld Swedish or Belgian?
He's Ivo van Hove's professional and personal partner, so I'm assuming he might be Belgian, just like Ivo is. I don't know.
Well, I mean, people from New Jersey date people from New York.
I know. That's what I said. I was just guessing. I'm assuming. In fact, let me look him up. If we're gonna
have a thing here.
Yeah, if we're gonna, we're gonna worry about.
But Verseveld, I'm so proud you got that pronunciation. Michael Portanti would be proud of you.
I had to watch Andrew Rannells pronounce it three different ways on the Tony Awards to figure out which one it was. Jan was born in Antwerp, Belgium.
He's got good waffles. All right, the Tony Awards go Vogue.
They do. In the New York Post last night, Michael Riedel is reporting that the legendary Devil in Prada herself, Anna Wintour, will again be bestowing her fashion wisdom on a handful of selected Tony nominees. The Vogue editor-in-chief, who once called the Tony Awards a fashion disaster, outfitted a handful of nominees last year and is rumored to be doing the same for some of the more glamorous stars this year. Riedel says that Wintour is likely to come down from on high to provide design assistance to nominees Lupita Nyong'o, Michelle Williams, and most or all of Hamilton's nominated actors. Last year, a number of nominees and press reps were less than thrilled with the runway show that Wintour brought with her to the red carpet, complete with a bevy of supermodels who stole the spotlight and media exposure that otherwise would have gone to the lowly theater stars. Of course, last year, the Tonys were held at one of the world's most famous theaters, Radio City Music Hall, but this year, they've been bumped to the Beacon Theater, so who knows if Wintour's fashionistas will want to slum it to the Upper West Side.
I think last year, maybe 2 years ago, the Met Gala was after the Tony nominations, and you had so many Tony nominees like Lena Hall at the Met Gala. But this year at the 2016 Met Gala, Claire Danes was there with a glow-in-the-dark dress that actually lit up.
She was. Yeah, there was some funky stuff, and then Sarah Jessica Parker got a lot of heat for wearing a Hamilton-inspired pantsuit, kind of revolutionary fashion. It was pretty interesting, and she got slammed by all the fashion folks, and she, in pure Sarah Jessica Parker fashion, slammed them right back.
Okay, moving forward, the New York Spectacular made announcements.
They did, and the reason that the Tonys are not at Radio City Music Hall this year is because last spring's Spectacular was moved to this summer and will open just 3 days after the Tonys, so Radio City was out. Yesterday, Radio City announced the show's principal casting, and that will include Taboo's Ewan Morton. He will star as Mercury. It will also feature the Book of Mormon's Jacob Ben Windmar, who will play the Mad Hatter, and Dames at Sea's Danny Gardner will play both George M. Cohan and the role of Dad. The Spectacular, which will feature the world-famous Rockettes, but I'm assuming not your mother, James, right?
That's right. She's busy.
She's busy. All right. Yeah. The show will be directed and choreographed by Mia Michaels, who is currently represented on Broadway in Finding Neverland, and features a book by the great Douglas Carter Bean. Laura Benanti and Derek Huff starred in last year's incarnation. The New York Spectacular runs at Radio City Music Hall from June 17th through August 7th this year.
All right, Matt, do you perhaps have some theatrically tangential movie news for us?
I do. Tangential is one of my favorite words, so I enjoy it being used anytime. Earlier, I spoke of The Devil Wears Prada, and yesterday we got some news that the film star Anne Hathaway will be reprising her Drama League and Outer Critics Circle Award nominated role from George Brandt's one-woman show Grounded in a big screen adaptation. According to Variety, the Oscar winner so loved the role when preparing for her Julie Taymor-directed public theater run that she locked up the film rights before her first performance. Hathaway will also produce the film. No other details were reported, but that's pretty exciting to see Anne take a show from the stage to the screen and to continue with it throughout. So I'm excited to see what that looks like. Sticking with the stage to screen news, Hathaway won her Academy Award for playing Fantine in Les Miserables, and now, according to the Daily Mail, her Les Mis director Tom Hooper is venturing back to the musical movie world as he is currently developing Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats for the big screen. Hooper, who has been attached to this project on and off for years at different studios, is reportedly, and this is a quote, currently deciding whether Cats should be made using CGI, live action, or a combination of the two. I don't know why that makes me laugh so much, James. Between the upcoming Broadway revival, a potential movie adaptation, and the entire internet, I guess people really like Cats. I don't get it. I'm allergic, but yay, Cats.
Well, I'm just very disappointed that Paul Newman's not here to star in it.
Why is that, James?
Wasn't it Paul Newman who was at Letterman and said, where the hell is Singing Cats?
That's a reference that's lost on me. I'm sorry, I don't know it. I'm going to have to go YouTube it.
It's perhaps something I've totally made up in my mind.
Could be too. Could be too. Well, losing your mind a little bit is probably part and parcel with this time of year, James. It is award season, which can be incredibly taxing for anybody working in and around the theater. But to celebrate the theater's biggest awards, Broadway Radio will be talking to scads of Tony nominees both on This Week on Broadway and in special standalone episodes. So to give you a taste as to what to expect, we want to give you a sneak peek of our interview with Bright Stars' Carmen Cusack. Take a listen.
If you knew my story, my heaven and my hell, if you knew my story, you'd have a good story to tell. I left my clothes on that cold river rock, my cares and my woes rolled up in my socks. I lay down mountain stream and the icy water rushed over me.
Now you're into the whirlwind of opening up a Broadway show, releasing a cast recording, and the awards season is upon us. And I'm sure that, you know, we are one of millions of of media outlets that's requesting your time. So how are you? Are you in the crazy throes of talking to people 24/7?
Absolutely. It's mad, but it's a good mad. It's in a good way. I've been ready for this for a long time. You know, I've been waiting for an opportunity like this for quite some time. You know, this didn't just come overnight. I've been working at my craft. I know I haven't been on Broadway, I haven't been in the States for very long because I spent most of my, you know, career and adult life in England. But, you know, this is always in my head of what, you know, where I'd hope to get at some point in the spectrum of musical theater, and it's what so many actresses and actors just, you know, wait for these kind of opportunities to really create something and then, you know, be with a collaborative team that understands and then starts understanding their voice, understanding their interpretation, and starts writing for them. It's just such a beautiful collaboration, and just completely without ego anywhere, and which is such a rare thing, you know. But I've been ready for this. I've been ready for this for a while. And yes, it's a very busy time. but it feels good. Everyone keeps saying, how are you feeling? How are you rested? I feel great.
Ooh. So that was our interview with Carmen Cusack, which we recorded just a few days before she was nominated for a Tony Award. And we'll have the full interview on This Week on Broadway this weekend. Matt, why don't you get us out of here?
All right. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow Broadway Radio on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. And you can find me on Twitter at BWW Matt, and subscribe to Some Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Our next list of Palooza will be coming out later today.
And I am James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Thank you for listening and all your feedback. Hello out there to Chile. And we will talk to you tomorrow.